All right, week 30, the fruit of the Spirit, kindness. You guys remember the first four? Well, we're supposed to let the kids do it, but yes. Love, love, joy, peace, patience. Kindness. Kindness. Is kindness optional for Christians? No, the fruit of the Spirit is commanded. Walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. We start there every week. Just as a reminder that these things are commanded and that we're to strive, make an effort toward obedience. That doesn't mean we're trusting in ourselves. That doesn't mean we're relying on our own power. We're relying on God, relying on the Holy Spirit, but we must make an effort to obey. What is kindness? Kindness means treating people with respect, being generous, and doing good to others. So three things there. Kindness means treating people with respect. What's the opposite of treating people with respect? Disrespect. Right? Disrespecting people in the way we think about them or talk about them or treat them. And being generous. What's the opposite of being generous? Being selfish, being stingy. And then doing good. What's the opposite of doing good to others? Jordan? Doing bad, right? Doing harm. So this is what kindness is. It's so important to make an effort to be kind, not mean-spirited, not bratty, to not be bullies. And here I'll read the definition one more time before we see those passages. It means treating people with respect, being generous, and doing good. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So you see, it says, be kind to one another, which is the way we treat one another, has to do with our actions. But then immediately it says, tender-hearted. It has to do with the heart as well. Tender-hearted toward one another. And then it gives us an example, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So if God has been kind to us, with the biggest kindness there could ever be, we should be kind to each other. And then 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient and kind. So kindness is one example of love. It's one of the ways we show love to each other. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't envy or boast. It is not arrogant. And then, as always, some encouragements toward love, things that will spur us on to kindness, rather. What encourages us toward kindness? We give these every week, and encouragements toward this fruit of the Spirit that we're on. Number one, kindness is so important that we must be kind to all and not just our friends. It's easy to be kind to our friends. It's easy to be kind to people who are kind to us. Luke 6, 35-36, love your enemies and do good. Do good to your enemies. And lend. Expect nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and evil. That's talking about God. God is kind to the ungrateful and evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. So God is merciful towards sinners. We're to be merciful. God is kind to ungrateful and evil. We're to be kind as well. We're to love our enemies, and we're to do good, not just to people who do good to us. Not just the people we think we're going to get something back from, but just because, just for the simple reason that this reflects who God is, we're to be kind and merciful and to do good. Galatians 6:10, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially those who are the household of faith. So do good. Be kind, in other words, toward everyone, but then especially in the church. One encouragement is that kindness is so important. God says we must be kind to all, not just to our friends. It's not easy, is it? Only with God's help will we be able to do that. And number two, the second encouragement toward kindness. Kindness is necessary for relationships that honor God and that we serve one another. We all have relationships. With the kind of relationships we want to have and the kind of friend we want to be is one that honors God. So kindness is necessary for relationships. If you don't have kindness, there's always be fighting. and drama and stress. It won't be a good relationship for anyone, and it won't honor God. Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts. You guys see the first three words there, put on then. It's a metaphor. It's a symbol. Think about how you put on a jacket. You put it on yourself, and now the jacket is on you. What he's talking about here is not putting on a jacket, but putting on certain qualities of how we treat others. So put on then, and you'll see at the very beginning of the second line, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. You see, he's talking about relationships. Put these things on. Bear with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. So if there's an issue, if you have someone has something against you, you have something against someone else, if there's a complaint, forgive each other. Forgiveness is necessary for good relationships. And then the very last line, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Again, the very same thing we saw earlier. God has treated you this way, therefore we treat others this way, that God's love may be reflected through us. So the first encouragement is that kindness is so important. It's so very important that God says we must love all, not just our friends. Secondly, if we're going to have relationships that truly honor God, and if we're going to have relationships that serves the other person, we're going to have to be kind. Kindness is necessary. And the third encouragement is that kindness toward the poor, especially kindness toward the poor, the people who need it most, is very, very important to God. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Well, that is a powerful, powerful verse. As you are generous to the poor, that's like being generous to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. One of the reasons God puts his servants on earth is, one of the reasons, not the only reason, one of the reasons God puts his servants on earth is to show his generosity and kindness to the poor. Proverbs 28:27, whoever gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes will get many a curse. What does it mean to hide his eyes? It just means you ignore the suffering of the poor. You hide your eyes from them. Right? They need help. They need kindness. They need God's kindness. They need God's children, God's servants to reach out to them and help them and be generous. But I hide my eyes from it. I look away. I act like I don't see it. The kindness is very, very important toward all, not just our friends. Secondly, in our relationships, we need to have kindness in our relationships, and we need to do our part in that to honor God and to serve our friends and family and whoever else. But then third, kindness toward the poor. It's important to God. It's in his word that we should care about that because he cares about it. So the fruit of the Spirit. The first one, love, joy, kindness. Right. Let's pray.